słowo ciałem się stało.
Father Czesław Krysa sang an excerpt from a Christmas carol that was entered into the journal of one of an estimated 22,000 Polish military officers, intellectuals, doctors, lawyers, and other Polish citizens massacred by Soviet secret police in April and May of 1940 in Cotton Forest. In 1980, Buffalo artist Józef Słowiński created a sculpture to remember the victims. It rested on a wall inside City Hall for many years, but was taken down for cleaning and restoration. Among those present to see it back in its place was Robert Johnson. His mother's cousin, Henryk Adamski, was one of two Cotton victims who were previously from Buffalo.
I'm happy for this that the city of Buffalo provides such a prominent, conspicuous place for this monument, which really is a tribute to so many Polish people. I don't think there was a family that was not touched by the evil time.
And yet, the Cotton story is among the lesser told tales of World War II and completely unknown to many. When he's not serving as a Buffalo Common Council member, Joseph Golombek teaches history at Buffalo State College.
It's interesting that some of the students will look at me and say, I always thought that all these wars that were fought in the past were because of religion and all this other stuff. And I try to explain to them in the 20th century, more people were killed in the name of political ideology than anything else.
Natives of Ukraine and Belarus were also slaughtered at Cotton Forest. The memorial can be found in the main lobby of City Hall, right next to a bust of President John F. Kennedy. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.